Good morning and greetings to each one of you. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, welcome to Daily Inspirations. This is Brother John Moniker this morning. This morning I'm going to be reading from Revelation chapter 21, starting in verse 1. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. You know, verse 2 here says, I, John, saw a holy city, a New Jerusalem. It's holy. This city is a holy city. You know, when we think today of our cities, that what we know as of today, there's much wickedness goes on in them. But it says that this is a holy city, and it's coming down. And so I have a question. If it's a holy city, who's going to dwell in that holy city? Well, it's going to be holy people. You know, God says in Peter that, as it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. Another place it says, without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. And so, I've just been blessed meditating on that, that this is going to be a holy city. You know, as we go into town, a lot of times we see much evil. We see much wickedness. We see much unholiness. But in this city, everything's going to be holy. And I'm just blessed with that thought. No more vexation of the spirit, but everything will be holy. And we go on in verse 2, it says that it's as a bride adorned for her husband. You know, this city is adorned. And later on this chapter, which I'm not going to get into it, it talks a lot about that adornment of the foundation and of the walls of that city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. And it gives a list there of all the different stones. And it says the city was pure gold, and the gates were of pearl, and the gold was as transparent glass. And so not only is this city adorned, but it's also holy. Verse 3 says, And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men. He will dwell with them. They shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. I like that verse. It says, God himself shall be with them and be their God. You know, now we as born-again Christians, you know, we can walk with God in the Spirit, and God is with us, but this verse says, He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people, and I like this next phrase, and God Himself shall be with them and be their God. You know, no more, you know, God in the Spirit, no more, you know, the Scripture says in Moses, was asking to see God face to face, and God said that no man has seen God and lived. And so God put his hand across his, Moses put his hand across his face so God could pass by him, and Moses was able just to look on the backside of God. And the glory of God, just by seeing his backside, made Moses' face shine, so that when he went down, the people could not even look up on his face. Moses had to put a veil across his face. And so when I think of being able to, when this verse says that God himself shall be with them and be their God, I'm just blessed with that. And we go on in this chapter, it talks about there's no going to be no need for the sun or the moon, because God himself shall be the light. And also it says that There shall be no night there. And so, and just really blessed with these couple verses. In verse 4, it says, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eye. There shall be no more death. There shall neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, write, for these words are true and faithful. And this is a thought that I want to leave with you right here. He says, write, for these words are true and faithful. You know, these words that I just shared and read, Revelations 1 through 5, these words are true and faithful. It is going to be a holy city prepared for holy people. So I don't know where you're at today in your life, but the Bible says in Matthew 5:8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Are you living a holy life? You know, we live in a day today where people make all kinds of excuses for unholy living, saying we are under the grace of God. But, you know, Romans says, shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? God forbid. How shall we that are dead live any longer therein? Jude talks about turning the grace of God into lasciviousness. So I just want to challenge each one that is listening this morning that without holiness, you will not be in that holy city that is coming down for God's holy people. Thank you for listening, and God bless you.